Hey guys, I'm on my way to a very, very special dinner, and I thought that I'd share with you guys kind of my insights on the drive. What's about to happen, I'll share with you guys in just a minute, but first let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so I am on my way to go pick up my mother-in-law for a one-on-one dinner, and I'm really excited about that because, you know, I think sometimes when we're building out our businesses and when we're working on ourselves, it can become very, very easy, at least this has been my experience, to not give focus to the people that matter the most. And I will say that when it comes to like connecting with the people that I really love and care about, it's very, very, very hard for me, surprisingly. Like, it's hard for me to let my guards down and tell people that I love them. It's hard for me to like make time for somebody one-on-one. And those are all things that I'm like working through and figuring out, like, why is that? Cause that's obviously not who I want to be in, you know, in my life. But I'm really excited because today I have the opportunity and the ability to go spend time with my mother-in-law. And so I texted her this week and I was like, do you want to go get dinner? You know, I would love to get dinner with you. And she was so excited. And I was like, why is it that when something is so important to us, we don't sometimes stop and recognize, like, what is it that's making it hard? Why is this so hard for me to just do this and prioritize the people that I love and, you know, tell them that I love them every single day? And one of my good friends and client, she lost her husband last fall. And one of the things that she always says to me is, like, don't wait, like, don't delay. Like, you think that you have all this time in the world and you never know what's going to happen. And I think that that is such like a beautiful reminder. And it's been an amazing reminder to me that like today is the day to do the things that are most important to us. And, you know, it's funny because making time for the people that I love isn't even about time, because I've always believed that time goes really, really slow for me, which is interesting. And that's a whole nother topic that I'll talk about in another podcast episode. But time has always gone slowly for me. And I have this really strong belief that you can literally achieve anything that you want in a day. But anyways, we'll get into that another time. For me, it was about recognizing, like, why is this so hard for me? Why is it hard for me to make the time for the people that I love? And so this week we started really building in some time for just that, the people that I love. And so I'm really, really excited because tonight is a night where I get to go and spend time with my mother-in-law and hopefully make her night and her day and her whole week sparkle. So if this is the right timing for you to hear this message, I'm glad and I hope that this serves you. But just a reminder, like, the things in life that are the most important to us, we need to make those things happen. We need to choose them, even when it's hard or for whatever reason, like resistance, as weird as it is hitting us about that. What would it look like if you actually just did it and made it happen? Like, what if something beautiful and an amazing conversation is waiting just on the other side of doing that thing that feels so like uncomfortable for us? I mean, that's my thoughts as I drive to pick up my mother-in-law. Someone asked me the other day, they were like, are you able to drive? And I'm like, yes, I'm totally able to drive. It's just, I'm not exactly the best driver. So I don't like to focus on that. I like to let other people who are better drivers than me drive, because then I don't have to stress about it. So I hope that this serves you. I'll catch you guys on the next episode.